Next topic. Kids, we had a lovely week here in the ATL when Mr. Big Fatty visited us. I have memorialized his trip in a poem, which I'll share with you now. 'Twas the week before Christmas, and all through the ATL, podcasters were nestled behind their mics where they dwell, when through the e-letters a request did arrive. Hello, lovey, it's time to drink and dine. On the keyboard, I did explain, hey, Wes, hey, Tim, hey, Peter, hey, Romo, it's time to break bread with a big fat homo. Rolling into town in his sleigh ruby red, Big Fatty arrived with his nutsack and said, ho, 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 where's fried chicken? A question happily answered by the Colonnade Kitchen. So eat we did, podcasters and all, along with Jonathan and Travis. We gobbled without stall. And as we stumbled to the exit for the traditional photo, we all shouted boisterously, ho, 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 thank you. Yes, we had a great time. The podcasters here in Atlanta don't, that group doesn't always assemble throughout the year. And so it's kind of cool to bring us all together, although we probably should come together a little bit more often with and without Mr. Big Fatty. But we had a good time. Big Fatty brought his world famous salted nuts to us. Actually, if you've been listening to the little show, you know he has shared that recipe now. You should go check that out on BigFattyOnline.com. www.BigFattyOnline.com. He wants to make sure the tradition continues should he kick the bucket, which we know will never happen. His internal organs have been pickled completely.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's time to break bread with a big fat homo.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the fat one, and this is episode 2607 of the BFO for Wednesday the 24th of January 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all got a few things on the list, and we've got more number one fan entries. Yes! Hello, Humpus B. Fatty, it's always vulgar when you say it. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, that's why you're humpus today, because y'all, you got a yes, Big Fatty, that hump, that hump on the old gal's back. You know, it's you just you take it and get you some of the Bengay and rub it on there, and she just coos like a dove. Big Fatty, where the hell did that come from? I've got no idea. Today, the 24th of January, y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this person, Big Fatty, sees him every day at the coal mine, and of course he doesn't listen. Big Fatty, so he's got better sense than everybody right listening to you right now, I guess so. Y'all, it is none other than that Larry Clark. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Larry Clark! And, Larry Clark was in New York City, over the weekend, and y'all, he got blisters on his toots, he's kind of like Uncle Joe. He's moving kind of slow. Yes, Big Fatty, he took his shoes off in the coal mine today, and I thought that perhaps you had Mexican that was such a stench. But anyway, and I don't know if Larry Clyde's on the face space or the Twitter. But yeah, if you see Larry Clyde on the the face space or the Twitter, we wishing a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, did you just have a stroke while you were trying to say that? I think I may have. Do you smell toast? No, Big Fatty. But I hope Larry Clark gets a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday.
Gussie, y'all, now I just want to remind everyone, because evidently some people hadn't heard me say this already, but y'all, you have until Friday, the 2th of February, at 6 p.m. in the evening Eastern Standard Time, you know, that's the only time zone that matters, to get your entry in to be considered for the number one fan of the BFO for 2018. Y'all, it's so easy. All you have to do is send Big Fatty an e-letter to ruined at bigfattyonline.com, and in the subject line, put number one fan contest, and then in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan of the BFO. Y'all, is one entry per person. Everybody is eligible except the number one fan of the BFO for 2017, my youngest daughter, Nessa. And y'all, you've got until the 2th, and we'll announce the winner on the halftime of the Superb Owl.
From Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
And I see, y'all, that music only means one thing. Y'all, I've received an e-letter from Miss Patty Bacon, and she says, ole, big, you know, that's hello backwards. Big Fatty, couldn't hello be ole backwards? Well, I hadn't thought about that, probably so. It says, it's me, Patty Bacon from Nidrabah, North Dakota. You know, Nidrabah is, Aberdeen is backwards for Nidrabah. Yes, Big Fatty, big, I have fallen behind again, and I missed some of your little programs this past week. I was very occupied eating cheesecake and reminiscing about eating cheesecake and reminiscing with the big liar and the big taco. Big Fatty, oh silly me, I forgot to ole to poodle high, squeaky kitty, as squeaky gentleman caller, and poodle's cousin, Canoodle. Hello. Big Fatty, that didn't even sound like Canoodle. Ole, everyone, it's me, Patty Bacon. Hi! I am on the go again, and I decided to rent a car and save some wear and tear on my old jalopy. I went to the Alamo, and in case you were wondering, Big, no, there's no basement in the Alamo. Big Fatty, I told them I wanted a Chevrolet Red or similar. I asked about PGS because I was going to a new city and didn't know my way around. The clerk, let's call him Larry, pointed to my car phone and then said, use that and your Bluetooth. Big, I was shocked. I quickly said to him, Larry, I go to the dentist. I found him on the Grin Doctor. Now, none of my teeth are blue. They are all sparkly white. Larry shook his head and said, use your phone and your Bluetooth to hook up with the car. Well, Big, I think this Larry is a part of that opium problem in America I keep hearing about. He is clearly smoking some drugs if he thinks that any of my sparkling white teeth are blue and that I'm going to do something naughty to the automobile with one of them. Next time, I will tell you a little bit more about my adventures in the Chevrolet Red or similar. Toodles, Patty. Well, first of all, y'all, always a delight when we hear from Patty Bacon. And y'all, she's right. We do not hear from her nearly enough. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the e-letter. It's just always lovely to hear from you. And I share your gasp. Your it's a shad gasp when he said you had a Bluetooth. Yes, Big Betty. Perhaps you should suggest to him that he go to El Dentisto, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentisto, maybe around tooth hurty, because if he says that to you again, I have a feeling you're going to make his tooth hurty. Yes, Big Betty. Now, y'all, I want to catch up on, yes, Big Freddy, with the big lion, the big taco. No, catch up on the number one fan entries. Oh, well, that's very different. Y'all, the last entry we had yesterday was from the Haunt Daddy, and y'all, we've got the Haunt Cub today, and it's Jay the Haunt Cub. He says, Herman Freddy, I would like to be the 2018 number one fan because I believe the starts are perfectly aligned. I think he means stars are perfectly aligned for some cosmic horror to come visit me. And that sounds like it fits the bill. B, Fanny, cosmic horror. That is absolutely what it is to be the number one fan. Thank you, Haunt Cub. Y'all, Mean King out there in the San Diego, you know, he'll be watching the Superb Owl. He says, Big Freddy, I want to be the number one fan of 2018 because your listeners would love nothing more than to hear me call up and natter on about the sports ball. The sound of sleeping. Big Freddy, snore away. Mean King. Well, Mean King, thank you so much. Y'all, Moose P, you know, he was the second number one fan of the BFO. You know, he's retiring. Retiring a week from today. Yes, Big Freddy. He says, Big Freddy, I'm not a candidate for the special chair, but I want to throw my hat in the ring for the number one fan. I won't be working, so we'll have plenty of time to harass you next year. Be fatty or harass. Moose, thank you so much, and I look forward to plenty of harassment. Yes, Big Fatty, especially the ass part. Anyway, y'all, Brian in Denver. Big Fatty, where is he from? I can't remember where Brian in Denver is from. But he says, Big Fatty, enough is enough. I have listened to all 2,604 episodes, and I cannot start my day without a 20-minute dose of the fat one. Love you, Fatty. Brian and Brian, that is just as sweet as it can be. Big Fatty, you don't show that to the authorities. They'll send someone over in a straitjacket. Y'all, speaking of someone in a straitjacket, y'all, Mr. Tim Kumal. Big Fatty, why is he in a straight? Well, I'm sure there are many that want to put him in one for getting the BFO set up almost 11 years ago. Big Fatty, it says, Dear Big Fatty, greetings from the BFO help desk. I want to be the number one fan because I've been listening since episode one. That means I've spent 868.6666666666666666666. Are you all right, Big Fatty? 666667. I was listening to this nonsense. Hugs and kisses, Tim Kubal. Well, Tim, first of all, thank you so much for that. Lovely to get a number one fan entry from the patron saint. And, you know, Brian in Denver has been listening since episode one, too. Big Fatty, maybe Tim Kubo knows where Brian in Denver's from. I don't know. And, y'all, our last entry today, y'all, it's from Blonde Guy Jay. Big Fatty, it says, nothing clever to say, but I would love to be the number one fan this year. Love. Jay, well, Jay, thank you so much. Yes, Big Fatty, and he doesn't need to be able to see what the hell's going on to be the number one fan. It's true. Now, y'all, I've got a couple other things here I want to do. Y'all, you know that Scotty. Scotty sent me a couple of scratch-offs from down there in the future, and I thought I'd at least do one of them today. Y'all, the first one is the fish and chips. There's two top prizes, and what do I have to do? How to play is written on the back. How to play. Scratch the game panel. Find the exact same symbol three times in the game panel to win the corresponding prize. So here we go. So, y'all, it's the fish. We're going to scratch the fish. There's six of them. Let's see if we can find three of the same thing here. The first one is, what is that? It's a hot dog. Oh, Big Fatty. And then there's a coffee. And then there's another hot dog. Oh, Big Fatty, another hot dog. And what is this next one? It's a sandwich. Oh, it's a hamburger. And then what is the next one? It's an egg. And then the last one is, oh, Big Fatty, it's candy. Not a winner. All right, and then the last one, you scratch and get three, you scratch the chips, and if you get $3 amounts of the same amount, you win that. Okay, so here we go. And the first is, what does that say, $8? And then we've got $25,000. And then we've got $1,000. And then we've got, what have we got? We've got $5 and another $8. Oh, Big Fatty! And the last one is $1,000. Not a winner. Oh, Big Fatty. Well, maybe next time. It's true. And y'all, I think I'll save the last one of those for another day. Y'all, a couple of things I did want to let you know. I have renewed the BFO. Big Fatty, you have disappointed so many people. It would have expired this past Sunday if I hadn't. Y'all, $193. Y'all couldn't believe it. Y'all, I don't remember it being that expensive. But that was to do the hosting and the registration and renew the www. So anyway, y'all, I hope you appreciate this. Well, Big Fatty, you know Phoenix Dave is. He's put his 1 cent worth in already. So anyway, y'all, just keep on calling and keep on supporting Big Fatty, and it don't matter because you give me a heck of a lot more. Then, yes, Big Fatty, then $193 in this crap every day. Big Fatty, it's so true. Oh! Okay, guys, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I got a sneak peek at the Von's East circular on two. I say Tuesday. Not a whole lot on sale, so I don't know what I will what I'll be getting when I go there later today. Big Fatty, you're not taking Larry Clark? For lunch, well, I probably not on hump day, and anyway, so y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that George in Atlanta from the balcony. And George, what do you think I should do about Larry Klaw?
It's time to break bread with the big fat homo.
Oh, big fatty, I think you need to go break bread and then break wind.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.